The House Elections Committee voted yesterday to make changes to rules around the permanent early voting list. If it passes, the bill would prohibit county officials from sending early ballots to voters who did not use them in the past two election cycles, effectively scrubbing those names from the early voting list. The bill has already passed the state Senate. Republican Michelle Ugenti-Rita sponsored the bill.
It says permanent early voting list. I don't know why everyone keeps ignoring the operative word, which is early. You have to vote early if you want to be permanent.
It would be up to each county whether to send notice to voters before removing their names. Our co-host Lauren Gilger caught up with one of the officials who would be directly affected if this law goes through, Yavapai County Recorder Leslie Hoffman.
What's your perspective on this idea overall? Like, do you think this is a good idea to remove names from the list after two election cycles of not using an early ballot?
I believe that that is a county decision to be made. It's more of an effect of our budget. There are some counties that have people on their permanent early voter list who have not been using their ballots when they're mailed. Other counties don't have that problem. I'm one of those counties.
Right. So what's it look like there in Yavapai County? You don't have very many people who skip a few elections if they're on the early voting list?
Well, most of them use their ballots. We have such a high turnout. We have such an engaged population that it's not a problem here of sending out early ballots and then having the people showing up at our vote centers on election day and not using their ballot.
So you mentioned the budget issue, right? Yeah. So proponents of this bill say it would save counties a lot of money so they wouldn't have to send out those early ballots that aren't sent back. Even if that's not an issue there for other counties, do you think that this could save some money if they don't have to do that?
It very possibly will, and that's why we asked for, if this bill was going to move forward, that it be a may. We may remove them. Maybe it could be a tool in my toolbox for later if I start finding that a lot of people are receiving those early ballots and then not using them. Mm-hmm. And currently, we don't have a way, at least in the 13 counties on the statewide system, to extract that data. And we're not sure that even with our new system that's supposed to be going live in September, that we would be able to do that. It's a very technical query of the system.
To try to figure out who hasn't returned a ballot in two cycles?
Right.
Interesting. Right. Okay.
And if we got it in our new system, that wasn't something that we had asked for in our first RFP when we sent it out for requirements.
Why would you, right?
Right, because we didn't know this was coming. So we would have to ask for an enhancement at an undetermined cost.
Right. So the bill would allow but not require election officials like you to send that notice that you mentioned to early voters who are on the list before removing their names. Would you plan to do that if this passes? Would you, before you remove someone from the list for not voting in a few cycles, contact them and make sure that that's what they want?
Here we would go ahead and send out the notice because I don't feel it's right to be changing somebody's records without their knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if it is a problem, we don't want to have to remove people. I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
And also, if we have people who want to vote in just our local election, the city of Prescott elections are on the odd number years.
Right.
Not the even. So if they were to just vote in those elections, they would possibly be removed because they weren't voting in the state or federal elections on the even number years.
Sure. So you've mentioned a few of these already, but there are some procedures in place in most counties already to remove the names of people who have, you know, moved away, for example. So when you talk about the maintenance of the early permanent voting list, what does it look like there in Yavapai County?
The maintenance of the list is more of the maintenance of the whole system. It was brought up multiple times in the hearing yesterday of it keeps our rolls clean. Well, keeping our rolls clean well maintained has to do with we need to make sure that everybody on those lists are eligible to be there. So we send out notices if people have moved. We're checking those death records. Pretty soon we'll be in the ERIC program. We will actually get those records from other states. That's the maintenance and the cleansing of the rolls. As far as the permanent early voting, those people are already qualified to be on that list. They will be if they're not eligible to be there anymore, they will be removed by other means.
Yeah. So last question for you then. So the biggest criticism about this bill and some of the other voting bills that have come up in the legislature this session is that it throws another hurdle in the way of voting, that it might discourage people from voting or confuse people in if they try to vote. Do you think this would do that? Do you think this is just another deterrent?
I think it's another confusion. I am not in favor of this bill unless it would be, again, giving a tool in the toolbox to some of the counties who do not find this a problem. And it's going to take a lot of outreach and voter education.
All right. That's Yavapai County Recorder Leslie Hoffman. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.